Good morning, and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Saturday, April 20th. On today's show, Highwoods Properties signs a lease for their new Research Triangle headquarters, while commercial real estate foreclosures see a significant increase in March. Plus, Commercial Property Trust stock surpasses its 200-day moving average. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. We start off with a major commercial real estate deal that was just announced in the Research Triangle area of North Carolina. Raylink, a rail data services provider, has signed a lease for over 56,000 square feet of office space in Cary. The company will be relocating its headquarters in early 2025. For more details on this transaction, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about the property Raylink is moving into?
Raylink will be occupying space at 11,000 Weston Parkway, which is a Class A office building owned by Highwoods Properties. This four-story building offers nearly 180,000 square feet of space in total and underwent renovations in 2019. It boasts a range of high-end amenities like a fitness center, outdoor collaborative areas, and a cafe. The property is also LEED Gold certified for its sustainability features.
And where is Raylink currently headquartered? Will this new lease represent a major relocation for the company?
Interestingly, Raylink won't be moving very far. Their current offices are located at 7001 Weston Parkway, less than a mile away from the new building. That property is also owned by Highwoods Properties. So while this lease does represent Raylink relocating, they seem to be sticking close to their existing footprint in the Cary submarket.
What else can you tell us about the office complex Raylink is moving into? It sounds like Highwoods Properties has a significant presence in that area.
That's right. 11,000 Weston Parkway is part of a larger office park called Lakeview at Weston, which Highwoods owns and operates. There are currently two completed buildings there, with a third in the planning stages. The complex offers lake views and convenient access, being just a few miles from downtown Cary, Raleigh-Durham International Airport, and major highways.
Do we know who brokered this leasing transaction for Raylink? And are there any other details on Highwoods' recent activity in the Raleigh-Durham market?
JLL represented Raylink in the lease negotiations, with Managing Director Kimari Ankenbrand and Executive Vice President Ryan Lawrence leading those efforts. As for Highwoods, the REIT has been quite active in the Raleigh-Durham area lately. Earlier this month, they sold a portfolio of 8 medical office buildings in Raleigh for nearly $80 million, with JLL Capital Markets arranging that transaction as well.
While the Research Triangle remains a hot market for office leasing and investment activity, the broader commercial real estate landscape is facing challenges. Commercial real estate foreclosures are ramping up across the U.S. as soaring interest rates and the slow return of workers to office spaces begin to take their toll. In March, there were 625 commercial real estate foreclosures, up 6% from the previous month and a staggering 117% from the same time last year, according to real estate data provider Atom. For more on this developing story, we turn to our correspondent. What areas are being hit hardest by this surge in foreclosures?
California is facing a particularly acute crisis, with 187 properties facing foreclosure filings last month, the highest of any state. While this was an 8% dip from February, it represents a massive 405% jump compared to March 2022. San Francisco and Los Angeles have been especially hard hit due to companies abandoning office space amid the rise of remote work and a sluggish return of employees to the office following the pandemic. The financial ecosystem in California heavily relies on regional and commercial banks, many of which cater to specific clienteles, potentially leading to concentration risk.
The commercial real estate market primarily relies on small and regional banks for credit. How could this trouble spot potentially trigger a broader banking crisis?
Small and regional banks hold approximately 80% of the commercial real estate sector's outstanding debt, with around $929 billion in commercial real estate loans set to mature this year, there are growing concerns about the potential impact on these banks. A recent study by economists found that 40% of office loans on bank balance sheets were underwater, meaning the borrowers owe more than the property is worth. Smaller regional banks that issued these loans could be at risk if the loans default, as they may not have the financial capacity to absorb the losses.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell recently warned that issues with commercial real estate could affect banks. How are banks responding to this looming threat?
As interest rates remain elevated, banks are setting aside more money to cover potential losses stemming from the commercial real estate sector. Foreclosures occur when property owners can no longer make their monthly mortgage payments and must forfeit their rights to the property as a result. The data from ATOM, which counts the number of commercial properties with at least one foreclosure filing, including default notices, scheduled auctions, and bank repossessions, underscores the growing pressure on the sector. The situation in California, which was at the epicenter of the regional banking crisis last year with the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, is particularly concerning, as almost a third of the state's 127 registered banks have property debt above the 300% level, the highest among U.S. states.
Thank you for that insightful analysis. As the commercial real estate market continues to face challenges, it will be crucial to monitor the potential ripple effects on the broader financial system. Speaking of commercial real estate, let's shift our focus to a specific company in this sector. FNC Commercial Property Trust Ltd.'s stock price recently passed above its 200-day moving average during Friday trading. The stock has a 200-day moving average of around 121 pence and traded as high as 121.80 pence. Shares last traded at 121.20 pence with a volume of over 800,000 shares changing hands. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. What can you tell us about FNC Commercial Property Trust and this recent stock movement?
FNC Commercial Property Trust is a UK-based property investment company that primarily invests in a portfolio of commercial properties across office, retail, and industrial sectors. The company's investment manager is FNC Investment Business Limited. As for the recent stock activity, shares are down a slight 0.2% on this movement above the 200-day moving average. The stock also has a 50-day simple moving average of 121.20 pence.
What's your take on what this recent stock movement and current moving averages could indicate about market sentiment around FNC Commercial Property Trust?
Moving averages are a key technical indicator that many investors watch to gauge momentum and trends. Typically, when a stock moves above its 200-day moving average, it's seen as a bullish sign indicating an uptrend. However, with shares finishing slightly down, it appears there may be some near-term selling pressure despite crossing above that longer-term moving average. Overall, the stock seems to be in a fairly stable trading range, with both its 50-day and 200-day averages converging around that 121 pence level.
Stepping back, what's your outlook for the commercial property market in the UK and how it may impact property investment trusts like FNC Commercial Property Trust?
The UK commercial property market has faced some challenges in recent years, particularly in the retail sector as e-commerce disrupts traditional brick and mortar. The office market has been a bit more resilient, but is undergoing shifts with more remote and hybrid work. Industrial properties, especially logistics facilities, have been a bright spot. For FNC Commercial Property Trust, much will depend on the specific makeup of its portfolio and how well it can navigate the changing dynamics in each property sector. Of course, broader economic conditions in the UK will also be a key factor to watch.
Thanks for that context and analysis on the recent trading activity for FNC Commercial Property Trust, with the stock finishing down 0.2% after crossing above its 200-day moving average. In other commercial real estate news, Dallas-based national firm Stream Realty Partners has announced the promotions of two key executives within its investment management team. Dylan Munoz and John Rogers have both been elevated to executive managing director and partner roles. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about these promotions and their significance for Stream Realty?
These promotions reflect the important contributions Munoz and Rogers have made to Stream's investment management platform. The company's chief investment officer, Adam Jackson, praised their exceptional leadership, expertise, and dedication to delivering outstanding results. Munoz joined Stream in 2018 and has risen through the ranks to become a pivotal figure in managing the investment portfolio, sourcing new opportunities, and leading strategic initiatives. Meanwhile, Rogers is an original member of the investment management team, joining in 2016. He brings extensive capital markets experience and a strong track record of investment performance, even through volatile market conditions.
So it sounds like Stream is really recognizing the value Munoz and Rogers have brought to the firm. Can you give us a sense of the scope and scale of Stream's investment management operations?
Stream's investment management team leverages the on-the-ground knowledge gathered by the firm's market experts across the country to make data-driven investment decisions. Since its founding in 1996, Stream has invested alongside its partners in over 54 million square feet of office, industrial, mixed-use, and data center space, amounting to around $8.8 billion in total capitalization. The team currently manages five commingled funds that account for over $2 billion in equity.
Those are certainly impressive numbers, and it seems Stream has a wide geographic footprint as well, correct?
Yes, Stream has a significant national presence, with 16 core offices in markets spanning from Virginia to California. The company has over 1,400 professionals and completes more than $8.8 billion annually in transactions across office, industrial, retail, healthcare, land, and data center assets. So Munoz and Rogers are stepping into expanded leadership roles within a very substantial platform.
It will be interesting to see how they help guide Stream's investment management strategy going forward. Thanks for that update on the key personnel news out of Stream Realty Partners. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.